University of Wyoming Vice President for Finance and Administration Neil Theobald is the acting UW president for the next year. Theobald is not planning drastic changes, but he will be focusing on a few key things.
Oh, I think very much a focus on affordability. We did not have need-based aid, which is a very common thing in higher education. We clearly want talented students here, but it's a lot, and all of the students are talented. But we also, there's a lot of students that, like I was when I got out of high school, that would not have qualified for something based on their GPA and their ACT score. But those are kids we want to go to college here. And while the tuition here is very reasonable, by the time you add room and board and everything, we're getting close to $20,000 a year for a middle-class family. To come up with $20,000 for 4 years is a real stretch. So moving, it took $1 million out of what we were providing in merit aid to non-residents and put it into need-based aid, in other words, based upon your income, for in-state residents. So I think that's probably the number one. Number two is we need to equalize the distribution in terms of the ability to get degrees at the University of Wyoming across the state. If I'm in Gillette, or I'm in Sheridan, or I'm in Jackson, currently, it's a little more difficult to get a bachelor's or a graduate degree at the University of Wyoming than if I'm in the southeast corner of the state. So we're going to really need to have outreach there in terms of using online education. So I think particularly our campus in Casper will be a key piece in that. I'm going to teach myself there this spring. And trying to make sure we equalize access to degrees, because this is a state that we really need to increase the educational attainment level across the state. We need to continue to have the fabulous faculty we have. There is a real arms race going on in terms of competition among universities for top faculty. We've got to get out early, which we're going to do this fall, in terms of recruiting new faculty, but we also need to make sure our current faculty don't get on a plane to interview somewhere else.
Because of the budget cuts the university had to undergo because of the state revenue picture, obviously some of the salaries had fallen behind from where they were before. How do you fix that as you look forward in knowing that maybe things are a little dicey revenue-wise right now as well with the coal problems?
Well, I think, tuition revenue is not as important here as it is elsewhere just because our tuition rates are relatively low. But still, there's what we can do in terms of retention of students. I don't see us growing the enrollment tremendously, but I think we definitely need to focus on making sure our freshmen become sophomores. So that's a real ongoing, what's called base, revenue source that then you can use for salaries. So very much focusing on keeping a consistent number of students, research endeavors. We have a number of projects that are close to fruition right now that will generate significant research funding, the indirect cost recovery from that, that's how the university generates funds from research, will be a source of revenue for that as well. And work with the state. State has been extremely generous to this university. We need to explain to the state exactly what the return is and how we can partner on a number of things that are not only important to us, but are important to the state.
Neil Theobald visiting with us. Can I ask you about a couple of other things going on campus? President Nichols was big in this Native American program mm-hmm. that got started. There is some concern with her leaving that mm-hmm. something might happen to that program. Is it your intention to keep it around?
Oh, absolutely, and expand it. We had a wonderful dinner. We had seven graduates from those two nations, UW graduates, spoke to us. We had a discussion dinner. So, no, we are full speed ahead on that initiative and broadening to the extent possible. This is a very high priority to this university.
Now, here's a Laramie question. You're doing some things with dorms and parking and all of that on campus. First off, as a Laramie resident myself, how much hell are we going to be going through for the next couple of years as we try and get around the campus?
It's fairly well bounded around 15th Street. So it'll be 15th Street between, say, Ivinson and Willett. I don't think you want to drive through there every day, but there's lots of ways around that. That impacts parking, of course, so that's before you begin to build buildings on parking lots, you're going to need to take care of the parking situation. You know, we built all of our dormitories at one time, so they're all 50 to 60 years old. A lot of our students come from smaller towns or from ranches, and then we put them in a 10-story building with 800 students. Difficult transition. So we're trying to get the scale of these buildings down so that people are living in a more personalized environment. So these would be relatively small residence halls on the west side of 15th Street, and then we'll need to find places near there that the people who are parking in those areas can park in someplace else.
How will these be different than dorms that you and I are used to?
Much more academically focused. Again, we're trying to get people through in 4 years. We want them to have what's called living learning. So you're not just there to live, you're also part of your learning. So either you do this by having engineering majors live together, or you have academic programming in the buildings, and simply making them smaller so they're more personalized, having seminars there, possibly classrooms. It's much more making the university seamless rather than, okay, well, all the classrooms are on the west side of 15th, and all the faculty are on the west side of 15th, and the students are on the east side of 15th. No, we can put them all together. So that it is a single university and with a focus on student success. That's why we're all here. So making sure they get through classes, graduate, and move on. And I think dorms are a big part of that.
Last thing for you, I know the university has been asked to help with this diversification effort through Endow and other measures. Where are we with that effort, and what can we expect from UW?
Agriculture will be a major emphasis going forward, especially the research component of it. Probably the most important search we have going this year is going to be for the new director of the School for Energy Resources. This has obviously been the dominant revenue generator of this state. How do we either find alternative uses for coal or be able to deal with the pollution that is tied to coal? I think there's a lot of research work to come out of this university. Here in the next couple of years, it will be of great importance to the state. So a lot of focus. We are going to be really emphasizing agriculture and energy as we move forward.
Neil Theobald, a pleasure. We wish you well, and thank you for joining us in Open Spaces.
Certainly. Enjoyed it.